Number one, let's review some of the halachos for this year, Pesach, very quickly. We spent a lot of time on this before Shavuot and Chazar over because Pesach is now upon us. Tonight is Bedikas Chametz. By the way, tonight do not do Bedikah before, since we're not going to shul, we're at home. So the Zamanim are much more important to know the exact Zaman. Bedikas Chametz should not be done before 8:09. Okay, 8:09. 8:09 is 41 minutes after sunset. It's up to you what to do with regard to Ma'ariv. If you want to daven Ma'ariv before, you can daven Ma'ariv before. You want to daven Ma'ariv after, it really doesn't matter. If you can daven Ma'ariv either before or after, Kriya Shema should be said, of course, after 50 minutes after sunset. So if you makbid to say Kriya Shema with the brachos during Ma'ariv, then you can do Ma'ariv afterwards. If you want to daven Ma'ariv first and then do Bedikas Chametz, then after Ma'ariv is over, later you'll recite Kriya Shema after 50 minutes. For Bedikas Chametz tonight, do not put out more than a half a piece of bread. Do not put out more than, in other words, take a half, the equivalent of a kezayis. What is a kezayis? Approximately a half a slice of bread. A half of one slice of bread, one half slice of bread is a kezayis. Break it up into 10 pieces, you put it out, and that's it. Only have for Bedikas Chametz this year a very, very small amount, because tomorrow you're not allowed to burn the chametz outdoors. There are many reasons why you're not allowed to burn the chametz outdoor this year. Number one, social distancing. Once we start burning chametz, it's inevitable there's going to be people going to come in contact with other people. Number two, there are going to be fires, and the fire department's going to come. And the fire department now is needed. They need to be, they're occupied with matters relating to corona. They're not available for our Meshugasim, and therefore it is Chil Hashem in order the emergency personnel cannot be on standby for our issues, so it's not proper. And one of the most important reasons why you're not allowed to burn chametz tomorrow is because there are many people in this neighborhood, whether you realize it or not, are at this moment having trouble breathing, and they have very low oxygen absorption rates. The numbers are very low. And when there's smoke outside and the smell of fire, it agitates and exacerbates their delicate condition. And even though you think that when you make a fire in your backyard, no one sees, no one knows, believe me, all the neighbors smell it. And if there's someone in your neighborhood who you don't even realize is not feeling well and having a hard time breathing, you're just giving him more pain and more suffering. And you're making the caregivers angry and frustrated. And if you'll do it, your neighbor will do it. And then the next neighbor will do it. The behavior is contagious. So it is a crime. It is an avera to burn chametz this year. Chamira sakanta yoiser meisura. Do not cause pain to the people who are sick and are having a hard time breathing and absorbing oxygen. They're gonna smell it. Even though you think they're not gonna smell it, they can smell it a mile away, and it's not, even psychologically it's not good, and many times it actually can cause them very great harm. And the imitation, the nature of people imitating one another is extremely great. Once one person does it, everyone's gonna do it. It's gonna be a Chil Hashem. People, they're going to start saying that the Jews, they're not sensitive. We're being watched. So don't do it. And don't be pressured by foolish people who do not listen to the words of the Rabbanim and to foolish people that are insensitive to the pain of others and to the angry frustration of the caregivers. It is categorically forbidden to burn chametz anywhere, period. No exceptions whatsoever. What do you do instead? Do not have more than a half a slice of bread. You crumble it up into little pieces and into dust, and you flush it down the toilet very carefully, maybe in shifts, maybe not even in one shot, because Abayisai, read my lips. The last thing you need now is to have a non-functional toilet for a three-day Yom Tov. That's the last thing you need now. You're not going to get a plumber so quick to come and unclog your toilet Erev Pesach. They're not going to want to come into your house. They're not going to want to come. They're going to be busy with all the Meshugayim that ruin their toilets Erev Pesach. Don't challenge your toilet Erev Pesach. If in doubt, throw it in the garbage. Don't be a chassid shaita. There are only six children at the Haggadah, at the Seder. The tzaddik, the one that doesn't show up, the Rasha, the Tam, Chacham, Shein Elishal, there's no chassid shaita at the Seder. The chassid shaita doesn't exist. Okay, you don't want to be the chassid shaita to go and burn your chametz tomorrow. And some, you see, this is not no gay you. I'm preaching to the choir here. Who am I talking to? No one, the people that need to hear this are not listening to me anyway. And those people, there are some very good people that wouldn't do it. I'm like in this category. I always collapse under pressure. When the neighbor wants to do something wrong, I'm like always the first guy that will will fall in. Don't succumb to the pressure of the people that violate the law. They're dead wrong, and the consequences can be catastrophic. Be extremely careful. You flush it down the toilet. If you have anything more than a half a slice of bread, throw it in the garbage. The candle, the feather, and the spoon, you throw in the garbage. You put out for the sanitation. Will there be a special pickup tomorrow? No one knows. Maybe yeah, maybe no. There are places you can bring it. Who says you should go bring it anywhere? Sakana to go anywhere now. The Malach HaMavis is dancing in the streets. Who says you should go to a bin? I don't know what to do. Basically, just take it and throw it in the garbage and put it out in front of your house. Do not put it in a garbage bin. A garbage bin is your property. And that means you're not able to really be mafkarit. It's not a real hefker if you put it in the garbage bin. So you leave it out in a garbage bag on the curb, not in a garbage bin, and you declare that this garbage is hefker. You should do something, some way, that the cats and the other rodents do not destroy it. You should do something so that it should not be distributed all over the street until the sanitation comes and picks it up. When they'll come, I don't know. If you have garbage pickup tomorrow, you better do it early, because they come now very early. They come to, by me, they came today already, 7 o'clock. They were down the block taking the garbage. Who says they're going to come back a second time? Now, I don't have garbage pickup tomorrow by my block. Maybe you do. If you have garbage pickup tomorrow on your block, make sure...
The higher of the frying.
Yeah.
If you put your garbage in your neighbor's garbage can, yeah. He doesn't want to be kinda.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I didn't hear this Eitzah. You're saying an interesting Eitzah. You put your garbage in someone else's garbage can. It's an interesting Eitzah, what you're saying. I don't know. You got to think it through. You got to hear what they think about your Eitzah. You're saying a very...
Then what I would suggest would be that you take one guy on the block...
No, that's already no good. That one guy in the block. Once you have one guy in the block, you're ready. The social gathering. When you go give out a cold curry, everyone should go designate one guy in the block. This is already no good. The goal over here is isolation. The less you communicate with other people, the better. Once you're gonna start organizing on the block, you do this, you do that. It turns into a whole Purim spiel. Forget it. Just forget it. Just take it in the bag and put it on the curb. Do something. Maybe put it in two, three bags. I don't know. Wrap it up and put all whatever chametz you have in a couple of bags. So it should not be, the cats should not come along and make a big mess out of it. If you're not, because I don't know, will there be another garbage pickup? No one knows. It's not likely, but don't be surprised if you see the garbage, the sanitation coming around tomorrow, looking for garbage, because maybe some politician told them to do it and they have nothing else to do, they'll do it. I don't know. But in the meantime,
there's a place where you could put it, I think, in Avenue
2. I know, they have bins. You look online, you'll find places, but that's not such a good idea. You should go outside. No, it's not such a good idea now. People are dying right and left. The Malach HaMoves is in the street. He's out there. Watch out. Don't play games. Don't go out of your house. If you don't need to go out of your house, stay home. It's not a joke. Every time you look at your email, you look online, this one died, that one died. Yesterday I got a message from someone that I know. He was already, someone I know, he has fever. You have fever? You have fever, it's already 3 weeks. You've been hanging out with everyone, whatever. He works like a dog, this person, servicing the community, and he's locked up in his house. All of a sudden he got fever. How did you get fever all of a sudden? You haven't walked out of your house in 2 weeks. And you're not the type of guy anyone expected to get fever. All of a sudden he has fever. And he already told me this morning that he called out Sola. Check him out. And they tested him for corona. And they started giving him all these medications to boost the immune system. People think it's over, right? They think everyone already died. Everyone that's dying now was sick already for 2 weeks. No, 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 no. There are people getting sick right now. This is no joke. Don't go out of your house. Take the garbage. Don't put it in the bin. You're not supposed to do that. You wrap it up. Maybe wrap it up in 2-3 garbage bags. And maybe pour us. I don't know what to do. You can't do anything. So you don't do what you don't do. You don't do. Let the streets be dirty. Who cares? Throw the garbage out in the street on the curb, and eventually the garbage, the sanitation will take it away. If you get rid of everything tonight, the earlier the better. So you don't have to deal with these issues with chametz. Okay, tvilas kelim. If you have new kelim, some people. Yeah.
Good morning. I'm late. On the beer chametz, someone asked me why can't, unless you discussed it, why can't we just after do the beer eat the chametz? I just did beer.
The minug is because that's not the minug Yisrael. The minug Yisrael is not to eat; is to do beer by zoyre laruach. The Mishnah says beferish, you burn it. Or you zoyer mafarer leruach, you crumble it up and you throw it into the wind. And the ikar hadin, the zman to do biur, is after the zman of achila. The correct time to burn, to destroy your chametz, is the hour in between the iser achila, the latest time to eat chametz, and the latest time to possess chametz. In between the latest time to eat chametz and the latest time to possess chametz is the ikur zman to do bir chametz. Now, many people don't follow that rule for some reason. They burn it early in the morning. But it's the minog. You're supposed to preserve the minog Yisrael. The minog Yisrael is not to eat the chametz that you put out. The minog is to destroy it. Bir means to destroy, not through eating. It's a good question, but the ideal thing to do is not to leave over more than a half a slice of bread's worth of chametz. Not even, just barely a kazayas. And again, in the morning, the ideal time is in between after 10:23. In between 10:23 and 11:40, you go to the bathroom. Be very careful not to make a mess, not to make the whole house chametz stick. And you very carefully take that chametz. You crumble it up in a very careful, delicate way, and you flush it down the toilet, and again, make sure you don't stuff the toilet. Okay.
Another suggestion. If you have a sewer on your block, you can put the chametz right in the sewer. Bathroom ends up there anyway.
All right. Maybe.
You walk to the corner, you have the water drain, the rain drain, and you just put it in.
Don't stuff up the sewer. Make sure.
What I would use is crackers. The Snackers crackers are the best thing.
Not more than a kazayas. How many crackers is a kazayas? Two? Three? Not more than three crackers. No, a kezias. A kezias. A kezias. A kezias is very little. A piece of, think of a kezias, a half a slice of bread. A kezias is equal to a slice of sponge cake at a shul kiddush. That's what a kezias is. You crumble it up and you flush it down the toilet. And then you say, Kol chanira v'chania adika b'deshu sedich chazit le chazit edi b'yart le b'yart libatel v'lehev hefker ka'afra diara. Okay, this is Tvilas Kalim. It's probably too late for most of us, but the ideal thing to do is to sell the new kalim that you purchased that did not have tzvila to a goy, and then to rent it back from him. That has to be in the shtar. Probably wasn't in the shtar. So the next best thing is you declare in front of three people that you mafkir the kalim. You mafkir. When this situation is over, everything is resolved. The mirtz Hashem habolein l'toiva. Then you have to be toivel. You have to be toivel it in a mikvah. Just because you're able to get away with it for Pesach, does it's not a long-term solution. You will ultimately have to be toivel. Don't forget that even though you're using these kalim this year, ultimately you're going to have to be toivel them in the mikvah. Next inyan, not so many more things. Chatzos Erev Pesach is at 12:58, 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock is Chatzos. Chatzos is basically the beginning of Chol HaMoed. There are no haircuts anyway. You can't go to a barber. Maybe someone in your family, maybe your wife, someone at home will give you a haircut if you have a device where you can give yourself a haircut. Okay, haircuts and shaving must take place before Chatzos. Shachris, by the way, you do not say Shachris Mizmar L'Soida, and you do not say Lamatzeach. Mincha Gedoyla is at 1:37. Yeah, anyway, not going to shul. There's a Minog Yisrael to daven Mincha early Erev Pesach. So you can daven Mincha at 1:37. That would be the ideal thing to do. You daven Mincha at 1:37. Don't forget to make an Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin, this year it's a 3-day Yom Tov. Candle lighting is at 7:09. You gotta know the Zmanim this year because you're not going to shul.
Who's gonna be kind of the Erev Tavshilin for you?
What do you mean? Since when you need to be kind of the Erev Tavshilin for you? That's the Rav. Only the Rav needs to do that, not the private person. Erev Chatzeros you're talking about. You're talking about Erev Chatzeros. Not Erev Chatzeros, you need someone else. You need social interactivity for Erev Chatzeros. Good question. So get someone and just stand 6 feet apart and throw it to him. Throw it to him, he'll catch it. And it'll be kind of the Erev, the box of matzah is on behalf of your block. If you have a block, we have an Erev on your block, and you renew the Minog Yisrael is to renew a Ruvei Chatzeros on Erev Pesach. So in a chanami, there should be one person that picks up the box of matzahs on behalf of the entire tzibur. You have to have two people? Not necessarily. I'm not sure you have to have two people for Erev Chatzeros. The rabbi has a problem. Because when the rabbi makes the Erev Tavshilin for his whole community, he has to bring in an outsider. All right, any then Erev Tavshilin, you don't need another person to be calling an Erev Tavshilin. You make Erev Tavshilin yourself. You make up, you say the Nusach. You say the Nusach.
Somebody else?
So then, Erev Chatzeros, I don't think you need to be kind. You need to be kind of someone else. That's how it's done.
I mean, with a neighbor.
A neighbor. So you go and you go and you take your box of matzah and you throw it to him. Or you give it to him. Whatever you want to do. You give it to him.
If I want to do it, then I can have, let's see, somebody else. It can be kind of to him too.
One person picks up a box of matzah. It's on behalf of the entire,
my next door neighbor.
Right. So you give him a box of matzah. You pick up the box of matzah. You don't need. I don't think you need to be coined that. Well, maybe you do.
Okay,
I don't know. You gotta look into it. You give it to someone else. Give it to a person. You have no choice. So give it to a person.
Not your wife.
Ishtag gufay. Call in someone. It doesn't have to come near you. You call in someone and you throw him the box of matzah. Or you tell him just to hold you, whatever. You put it down, you tell him to pick it up. You tell him to pick it up, put it outside. Put it outside, he should come to your door and pick it up. He'll pick it up, and then he picks up on behalf of the entire tzibur, Zachin la'adam shloi b'fanav. he picks it up on behalf of the entire chevra, and then you make the bracha, and you put away the box of matzah for safekeeping. It could very well be, I don't know the halacha, I don't look up the halacha, you don't even need to do it this year. You just rely on the old box of matzah. Just continue, it doesn't expire. L'chaira, you don't need to do it. L'chaira, if you have the box of matzah from last year, it's still in safekeeping, it's good enough for this year. It doesn't really expire. It's a minhag to renew it. The truth is, you're supposed to really do it every Erev Shabbos. You're supposed to do it. We don't do it. No one does that. You do it once a year. But if you don't do it, so you don't do it. As long as the box of matzah still exists from last year and it's in its storage location, it continues to operate. So maybe this year, just skip it. Skip it and wait until things quiet down. Okay, next. Okay, candle lighting is at 7:09. Make sure that's 18 minutes before Shkia. Make sure you daven Mincha before Shkia, which is about 7:30, right? Approximately 7:30 is Shkia. Make sure you daven Mincha before 7:30. You can daven Marv right away if you want. You don't have to wait, but you have to say over Kriya Shema. And remember not to say Kiddush. The Seder cannot begin until Tseis HaKoychavim. What is Tseis HaKoychavim? Everyone has a different Zman. 60 minutes after sunset is 8:28. If you hold 50 minutes, it's 8:18. Okay, so 8:18 is the earliest time you can begin your Seder. Chatzos is about 1 o'clock, 12:56. The first day Yom Tov, don't forget to say Kriya Shema. Wake up late. 9:41 is Kriya Shema. Sosman Tila is 10:47. Geshem, we discussed this. The consensus of the majority of the poskim, I spent a lot of time on this yesterday, looking what are people doing. There's no real klar mahalach. But the majority of the poskim in this community are telling the olam, you should say mashiv haruach umayrid hageshem in the musaf. You should say it. No, not tal. Let's make it clear. Continue to say Mashiv Haruach Umayrid HaGeshem when you daven Musaf. The first time you're going to omit Geshem and say Tal is Mincha. And this is true regardless if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz or Svart. This is the consensus of the majority of the Rabbanim in this neighborhood. The majority of the Rabbanim are telling their Kehilos that you should say in the Nusach of Musaf on the first day Rosh Hashanah in your Shmona Esrei, Mashiv Haruach Umayrid HaGeshem. Even if you daven Nusach Svart, it's Pashut. If you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, that's what you should do. Even if you daven Nusach Svart, doesn't matter. Say Mashiv Haruach Umayrid HaGeshem. The first time we're all going to say this year, we're going to omit from the Nusach Geshem, and those who say Tal are going to say Tal. The first time this is going to happen is going to be Mincha, not Musaf. If you make a mistake, do not repeat the Shemona Esrei for Musaf. If you make a mistake, you do the wrong thing in Musaf, it's okay. By Musaf, it's okay. But this is the consensus of the majority of the Poskim to say Geshem. You do say Geshem. Next, Thursday night is the second night. Do not light candles. The common minhag, the different minhag, but the common minhag is to light candles after tzeis. So therefore, if you hold 50 minutes, do not light candles on the second night until 8:19. By the way, I'll send you everything I'm reading. I'll send you. I wrote this up for an organization. They asked me to write this up. It's not edited. I wrote up this as a draft, and they're supposed to edit it. And I don't know what they're going to do with it. I'm very curious to see the final version of what they're going to do with it. I just wrote up a draft. I'll send you my draft, okay? And if I see what they did and they improved it, I'll send you the final version. Okay, next, I'll put it on the post. I'll put it on the chat. On the chat of the Kollel, Rabbi said, anyone who's not on the chat and has WhatsApp, please let me know, because I could send you important information. And if you don't have WhatsApp, also let me know. I'll text you. We'll do regular text. And if you don't have text, I'll email you. And if you don't have email, I'll call you. And if you don't have a telephone, then I'll come to your house and tell you. Okay, next. The second night, don't forget, is Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer must be at least 41 minutes after sunset, which is 8:11. 8:11. Okay, Friday morning is sort of same thing, Zman Kriya Shema, Zman Tfila. Mincha, Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Hashem Moloch. That's the 2 days. That's all I have for the 2 days. By the way, the piyut of Tal, you do not say. If you want to say it when davening is over, kol hakavod, but you're not mechuyif to say it. You have no obligation. Friday night is the first night of Chol HaMoed. So you daven the Shabbos davening. There's no Kabbalah Shabbos. It's just Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos and Hashem Moloch. And don't forget to say Sfiras HaOmer. Shabbos day, Zman Tfilah, Zman Kriya Shema, Chatzi Hallel. Okay, Chatzi Hallel. Shir HaShirim. It's the proper thing you should say it privately, as well as the Kriya Satorah and the Haftorah. It is proper to say, to read from a Chumash, the Kriya Satorah and the Haftorah on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, and to say Shir HaShirim, but you're not mechuyev to do so. You have no obligation to do so, but it's a nice thing and it's the right thing to do. Okay, Shkia 7:31, Shabbos ends. When Shabbos ends, don't forget to say V'sein Berocha, Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed Mitzvah Shabbos. You know, we're not in shul. We're going to forget all these things. There's no one there to tell us what to do. Musaf on Shabbos morning is the Musaf of the Sholosh Regolim. Ato V'chartanu Mikol HaAmim. Not the Musaf of Shabbos. Not Tikanta Shabbos. It's even though you're davening, the shachris is Yismach Moshe, but the musaf is the musaf of Yom Tov. Okay, Havdalah. What do you do, Havdalah? Ner Besamim. The Havdalah you're gonna make mitzoy. Shabbos is the regular Havdalah with a ner and besamim. Okay, that pretty much is it. Anyone have any questions about the unique halachas? Anyone have any questions about something that I left out? No questions? Bedikas chametz, bir chametz, geshem, shir hashirim. What did we leave out? Erev tavshilin? Yeah?
Omer,
yeah.
Is it better to say it after Maariv or better to say it after you finish the Haggadah?
So this is a whole shmooze. This is a big shmooze. The minhag ha'olam is to say it before the Seder. The vast majority, 95% of the people that I know, they say the Omer during part of Maariv. Okay, there's a lumdis that you should not say it until after the Seder, because it's a contradiction. If today is 2 days in the Omer, why are you making a Seder? Doesn't make sense. So there are people that do not say the Omer until after the Seder, but that's not very common. The common minig is to say the Omer immediately. You'll forget. And it's not a contradiction, because in the world of Zman, we are lemailim in Azman. It's not a contradiction, even though it's technically a contradiction, we don't look at it as such. All right, so these are the basic halachas. There's not really so many chidushim. You know, these halachas are, you have these halachas all the time when a person doesn't go to shul. It's not like there are new chidushim. There are interesting chidushim that it's a 3-day Yom Tov. And if it's a 3-day Yom Tov, people and people are very sick, and people are on edge, and there's been a lot of questions of leaving the radio on, and people that have to. Rav David Feinstein yesterday came out with a very, 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 I don't even know all the details, people who have diabetes, who need to check their blood sugar, and they're warning people that there are certain people that have a medical condition where they have to be fully on top of it because they can easily get ill with corona. And that may require them to violate halachas of Chil Shabbos. So I don't know anyone that's in this category knows the halachas, but basically the rule of thumb this year is we're going to be makel in everything. Don't look for problems. Don't look for problems. Don't eat a lot. Don't eat big shiurim. Don't get sick. Don't take any risks. Look to be makel. It's a chumrah that you look to be makel. If you want to be machmir, the chumrah is to be makel this year. The only thing that you should be machmir in this year is v'nishmartem me'oid l'nafshoy seichem. Your responsibility to yourself and not to contaminate anyone else. Don't be instrumental in causing someone else to get sick. That's the only chumrah. It's a 3-day Yom Tov. People need to know what's going on. If you want to leave a radio on in the basement, if you want to leave a radio on and you want to go down there, it's a slippery slope. Some people will tell me I'm out of my mind for saying this. I'm not doing it. I have no plans on doing this personally. But you need to set up some type of communication system. If you have a relative that's not well, and you want someone a guy to call you on from the hospital or from someone, an aide, to make telephone calls and to call you on an answering machine to find out what's going on. So every case is different. Every situation is different. You have to really inquire as to what to do. And there's very solid grounds in halacha this year. To be very, very lenient in a lot of things that ordinarily you wouldn't even imagine that you would be makel in. Like washing your hands with liquid soap. You can be makel. You can be very makel. You don't have to be machmir. That it's memachik. That you're smoothing. You can be makel. If the soap is a liquid soap, even though ordinarily you may be machmir, this year you can be makel. It's going to turn into a noilad. You're going from a liquid to foam. Ordinarily, you would be machmir. It's muks. It's noilad. You can be makel. You can wash your hands with liquid soap. You can wash your hands with soap that turns into from liquid to a foam. These are chumrois, and in a sakana, you could be makel. Oh, I forgot to mention tainas b'chayrim. Okay, Tainas Mechem, what do you do? First thing is, you don't fast. That's number one, no matter what, you don't fast. How do you get to that situation of not fasting? Make a Siyum. You can make a Siyum even on one Mesecht of Mishnayis this year. Ordinarily, you need at least three. Even one Mesecht, just make a Siyum on something. That's the best thing to do. If you can't do that, listen to a Siyum on the telephone or online. They're all over the place. Only a million Siyum you can go here online or on the telephone. Just do a search or look at your emails. Or if you don't have, ask me. I'll give you a long list. That's and that's the next. If you can't even do that because you don't have a telephone or I don't know, whatever it is, then the next best thing is give tzedakah. Give money to tzedakah to be paid there the tainus. If you don't want to do that, you still don't have to fast. Because at a time of a magefa, you're not allowed to fast. So Magen Avram says that at a time of a magefa, you don't fast. They all tell everyone now that you have to be very well hydrated. Everyone is at risk. We've seen that we have no answers to any question. The mashchis is not mavchin, bein tzadik l'rosha, between a young person, an old person, a healthy person, a person that has medical issues, a person that has schus avos, doesn't have schusim. There is no rhyme and no reason. It's not mavchin between a doctor, a lawyer, a mechanech. You name it, the mashchis found these type of people. In the Mela, you have an obligation to do everything in your power to be careful, and that includes, you know, you have to drink a lot. Drink a lot to be very well hydrated is very critical in this matter. All right, that pretty much, I'll send this to you later, okay? I'll send you this draft. This is a draft. This wasn't edited, okay? This is a very rough draft. There are grammar mistakes, spelling mistakes. It wasn't meant to be a final product, just meant to be a draft, which will be worked with at a later by someone. I'm curious to see what they do with this. I'll send it to you just for reference. Okay, now let's talk about the Haggadah. Let us